B-Pod Studios.
Mike Missanelli, 97.5 FM, Philly's first FM sports station.
We on an uneven playing field, top of the totem pole. 97.5, Mike Missanelli show. Si, senor, we numero uno. And internationally large, just like a sumo. 2-6, Monday to TGIF. Mikey misses the Philly where Hades the wide clef. I'm man of the people, ambassador. Put this bull in the ring, they turn the matadors. All competition completely non-existent. Burning up the phone lines, record number listeners. All the biggest names and the hottest topics. A runaway train in the drive time slot. It's kinda hard to stop us. On remote, standing ovation just like an opera. The best show on earth, I feel that's very proper. The most electric sports talk, ain't no need to shock ya. Turn your radios up, Mike's ready to rock ya.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is Football Friday on the Mike Missanelli Show as we roll into the weekend. The Eagles and the Bears. Playoff game, wild card playoff game, final game of the weekend. And we're all just gacked over what the Eagles could possibly do in this game. Now, yesterday I went over some statistics, right? And I found a lot of statistics that would favor the Bears. So I'm going to try to ignore those today, right? The least I could do is ignore the positive Bear statistics and focus on the positive Eagle statistics. Of course, we're broadcasting in the Xfinity studio only from Comcast. We're live on 97.5 The Fanatic, also NBC Sports Philadelphia. Thanks everybody for rolling in on us today. All right, so here's what I'm going to start the show off with. All right, let's do this. Just the least I could do to start the show. A little tribute to Doug Peterson. Yes, my favorite Eagles visor. How's that looking?
Looks great.
Is that looking all right?
It's just how we started the season. Remember, you wore that the first show of the year.
That is correct. I did wear it the first show of the year, but it was hot, and the sun was in my eyes then when I wore it. But today, it's genuine.
And it looks great.
Thank you very much. I'm not a visor guy normally, but I'll wear the visor today because it's a tribute to Doug, who's going to come up big with his play calling with Nick Foles. So here's what I decided to do for the first part of the show is to line up all the pro Eagles statistics. So we don't have to worry about those pro Bear things. We already know about the Bears. They're number one defense. I get it. All right. So let's go with the Eagles, the pro Eagles statistics that I'll start to show off just to get you in a good mood. All right. Mitchell Trubisky. Looks like a weak link for the Chicago Bears, right? Not a sterling star caliber quarterback, and hopefully the Eagles can get him into mistakes. Hopefully they can get him into third and longs. He threw 11 interceptions on attempts 10 or more yards beyond the line of scrimmage during the regular season, tied for second most in the league. In other words, if the Eagles get them in third and long and they stop their running game early, get him into those third and long situations, there is a chance that this guy will throw a pick. All right? That's Eagle statistic number one. Eagle statistic number two. Chicago, even though they have a great defense, have allowed a passer rating 30% higher when its opponents targeted linebackers in coverage rather than defensive backs. This is why I'm wearing the Doug hat. Doug, the game plan has to get linebackers in coverage on Ertz and Goddard and maybe even an occasional Darren Sproles out of the backfield. Now, the Bears know that, so they scheme to not to have that happen. So it's a chess match where the offense has to be slicker than the defense. You get linebackers in coverage, you're going to move the football against the Bears. All right, what else do I have? Nick Foles. He's won 5 consecutive games as an underdog. Not only is he an underdog, he's more of an underdog today than he was yesterday. It's -6.5 now. The Chicago Bears are favored in this game. But he won 3 games as an underdog last postseason. And he is looking to become only the 5th starting quarterback in the Super Bowl era, folks, to win 4 straight playoff games as an underdog. Can you name me who those 4 are? Tyrone Johnson, can you name who those 4 are?
Nah.
You can't.
No way.
Eli Manning's one of them.
Okay.
Jim Plunkett's one of them.
That makes sense.
You gotta go way back. Craig Morton, you gotta go way, way back. And Joe Flacco did it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right, so
yeah.
Foles is looking to win his 4th straight as an underdog. He seems to thrive as an underdog. Here we go again. Foles led all quarterbacks in the league this year, even though it was a smaller sample size, with a 96.3 QBR on third and fourth downs this season. He comes up big on third and fourth downs. Chicago's defense is going to get him in those kind of situations. It doesn't seem to bother him at all. That's a pro-Eagles statistic. Let me see if I can dig out a couple more here, because this is what I want to do. All right, here we go. I got a lot more. A lot more. Foles leads the NFL with an 81% completion percentage against the blitz this season. I won't mention that the Bears don't blitz. Foles ranks third in play-action completion percentage this season. The Eagles' defense, according to ESPN's pass rush win rate metric, the Eagles have beaten their blocks within 2.5 seconds 57% of the time. That's the fourth best rate in the NFL. Defense gets the Trubisky. I don't even need all these stats to make you feel good about this game. Also, their front four led the league. Four players with at least 40 pressures. Fletcher Cox himself had 61 total pressures. That was only second behind Aaron Donald. So there you go. Tyrone, you just heard all these pro-Eagle statistics. Yesterday we talked about the pro-Bear statistics. And it might not even come down to statistics. It may come down to feel. And from what I'm hearing today in the Delaware Valley, people are feeling an Eagle victory over Chicago. And when that happens, when there's not any consternation about who's going to win the game, it usually comes out that way. Tyrone?
Yeah.
Are you not feeling? Right now on a Friday, are you not feeling?
I'm not feeling.
You're not feeling?
No. I feel like it. No, I'm not feeling for a couple reasons.
All right. So wait, are you not feeling because of the statistical aberrations, or are you not feeling because of the feel? The feel is not there for you.
Both. I don't have the feel right now on a Friday. And the stats to me, I have all those stats. I heard them all.
Yep.
I still feel like those stats, I feel like the fan base as a whole is disrespecting the Bears.
Uh-huh.
Especially that Bears defense.
Well, that's okay. It's
not
okay.
You must always respect your opponent by rule.
You know what? The team has to respect the opponent. The fans don't have to respect the opponent.
That's fine, but when you're doing analysis, when you're picking, you have to do both sides. And I struggle with how the Eagles are going to score enough points in this game. It's just a struggle. Doesn't mean it won't happen, but I have some concerns.
Totally legit. But why can't they win this game 16-13?
They could win this game 16-13. Mm-hmm. And that is the kind of stuff I would like to hear from the people today personally. Maybe I'll get some feel. I've been listening all day. Mm-hmm. I've been reading social media.
Yep.
And I keep hearing about magic this and magic that. Coach Al calls and says they're going to score 37 points, for example, on the midday show. That's the stuff that I can't get behind. And now, if you tell me.
Okay. That's just being a fan, getting carried away with being a fan. You know damn well they're not going to score 37 points. So why would you even care about that?
The reason is, I want us all going into this game knowing, just like the Atlanta game last year was a struggle, that this game's going to be tight. It's going to be close. It's not going to be easy. This isn't last year. It's going to be tough. And as long as we all have that mindset and they have that mindset, I'm good. But there's too many people out there basically saying because it's Foles that it's just going to magically just happen. When I think it's a lot tougher than that. And the vibe I'm getting from the city is a magical whimsical vibe.
What happened last year?
Nah, but it was tough. That Atlanta game was tough. Whimsical. It went down, but the Atlanta game went down to the wire, to the last play of the game. Then it got magical. And the Super Bowl was a tough, nip-tuck, back-and-forth game.
Yeah, I get it.
The Vikings was magical and
there
whimsical.
You go.
And they're
that was
soft.
Magical. The Vikings game.
This game is going to resemble the Patriots and the Falcons game in that they're going to be tough battles. And these, I don't feel like we're battle-tested right now. We're too whimsical.
But we still won.
Yeah, they won, Natalie, last season. And I get that you're part of the magic. I'm harder than you people are.
I'm on the carpet.
And I'm right in the middle right now. And by the end of this show, I'll have a better idea. I'm trying to go positive with the Eagles here to get that good vibe in here. There are two things that I'm having a difficult time getting past. One's statistical and one is just whimsical with the line. the fact that the line is not moved down in Eagles' favor worries me. And I know people say, that's silly, Mike. It's not silly to me. It's not silly. The line is going up. That means smart people are investing a lot of money in the Bears, and hence the line is going up a half point. That bothers me. It really does. The second one is this statistic that I tried all last night. I was awake last night. I woke up in the middle of the night trying to get around this statistic. I did. I put my bed in 7 different positions to try to get some comfort, and I couldn't get it. I couldn't get it. Here it is. Over the last 20 seasons, 15 playoff games have pitted the number one defense, which the Bears are, scoring defense, against an offense that ranked outside the top 10, which is what the Eagles are. The record in those games features the number one defense 14 out of 15 times. Boy, that's tough to get past. And I'm trying to figure out how to get past it. And maybe the people can help me today. 610-632-0975. Brian Westbrook will join us from 4 to 5 today. We'll have Jeff Dickerson, ESPN Bears beat writer, at 5 o'clock. He can give us an idea what these Bears are going to present to the Eagles on Sunday afternoon at 4:40. It is the Mike Mussinelli Show, radio, TV. We're back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Hi, this is Coach Peterson. 2 o'clock hour is brought to us by Ferguson HVAC Line Conklin. Equipment, parts, and supplies for every heating and cooling job. Visit their new location on North 7th Street in Philadelphia today. Let's start the Twitter poll, which is Barbera the best?
Boy, I guess,
or boy, I don't go. No. The Twitter poll is brought to us by... I'm being silly.
You are.
I'm being silly. Hi, this is Coach Peterson.
I think you're just excited for Sunday.
Hi, this is Coach Peterson. Brought to us by Paul B. Moyer. Sorry, man. Commercials get me. Brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons, from robotic lawnmowers to zero-turning conventional riding mowers. If it goes in your shed, Moyer's got it. Need parts or service, they've got you covered. What's today's Twitter poll, Matt?
Very simple, Mike. Will the Eagles beat the Bears on Sunday? Early voting, 80% say yes, 20% say no.
All righty. See, here it is. Tie to feel. It's the feel in the Delaware Valley.
And I love it. Now I just need the callers to give reasons why, other than... Oh, because it's destined. Or, because folks.
Sometimes that's good enough, Tyrone.
Nah.
That it is destined, because it could be destined.
It's
playing
vibe.
Out the same way as last year.
When the Patriots beat the greatest show on turf back in the day, I thought it was magic. I really did. And you know what it turned out?
Mm-hmm.
That Tom Brady was the greatest quarterback to ever live.
Yeah, okay.
And Belichick's the greatest coach.
But we know Foles isn't the greatest quarterback who ever lived. So it must be magic.
And that is why I don't believe.
I don't see how
because
you believe. If you don't believe
the magic doesn't continue forever. Magic runs out.
Eventually, it might not run out this weekend.
It may not.
Might run out next weekend in New Orleans. Who knows? Might not.
Maybe it's because the front seven plays well and they dominate and they win like that. That I can grab onto. Darren Sproles makes a big play. That I can grab onto.
They get Trubisky in third and long. Look what he does. I just gave you the stat.
That I can get onto. Magic? No.
All right, let's go to Dave in Center City to start things off. Dave, what's going on, man? I know where you're going. Super Bowl, right?
Well, yes, but first of all, I want to be very quick. I know there's a gazillion people waiting. I'm going to piggyback off of what Tyrone said. The Bears are this year's Falcons. Once we handle the Bears, and I think we will, then it's bye-bye to the Saints, bye-bye to Seattle, and then bye-bye to the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
Well, listen, that's a pretty tall order that you've just put out there. But I hope it plays out just the way you said.
Yeah, because the 4-6 start. Mm-hmm.
First of all, the Bears aren't... the Falcons are flimsy, right? They have always been flimsy. Right? This is the number one defense in the league. So a little different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I just can't see Mitch moving the football that much on us. On the flip side, if Nicky Six does what he does and we get this playoff win over our, under our belt, the storybook finish is alive. Disney number two is alive. But my goodness, what is Carson's availability during the playoff?
He's probably not going to be dressed. He's not going to be dressed for this game, so I doubt if he'll be dressed ever.
So if anything happens to Nicky Six, it's Nate Sudafed to the rescue.
That's correct, Sudafed. That's the command.
All right, you guys have a good weekend. Right, go man. Eagles.
You got it. Now, there is some conversation that would not be the prudent thing for the Eagles to do, that they should dress Carson Wentz. I'm thinking they think that's more problems than it's worth, that if you dress the guy, then you're saying to the world he's good enough to play, and if you're ready to anoint him the starting quarterback, then how are you going to justify that? There's too many questions, right? It's too much interference. So I think that they're going, okay, he's not healthy, we can rely on that, and we don't have to put up the other problems. Thomas and Broomall, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Thomas.
How's it going, Mike?
What's up, man?
No, I just wanted to talk about the Eagles. I feel win this week. I think it's going to be 23-17. Yeah, 6-point difference.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, like, if we get to the Super Bowl, if we win the Super Bowl, do you think it's going to mean more to Philadelphia? If it's going to mean more to win it this year than last year started?
No.
Even though it was our first Super Bowl.
No, the first Super Bowl is always the best. You know that. Come on, man.
Yeah. I mean, yeah,
after kind of a drought where they never won a Super Bowl, all of a sudden they win it, this one can't possibly top it. It would be nice, but it's not going to top the first one.
Yeah, because I just figured it was a harder road this year.
No, you raised a good point there, but the first one, you saw how the city reacted with the first one. Yeah. It was just nuts.
Yeah, I get that. But with Chicago, I know they don't blitz much. I feel like a running game can get going. I think Jeffrey will have a pretty good game. You know, him going back to Chicago.
Oh, you like that angle going back to Chicago thing? Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But do you think the Bears' defense is just going to stick to what they've been doing the whole year, or do you think they're surprised us maybe going to a different angle of defense?
No, why would they? They're number one defense playing it the way they play it. You know, why would they change? You have to beat that defense. That's the way I would look at it if I was their defensive coordinator.
True. One last thing. It was a good move by the Phillies to get another reliever. We just need another offensive player. I really like what they're doing so far.
All right. Well, I don't like what they're doing until they get one of the big guys. Then I'll say I like what they're doing. Because, frankly, Andrew McCutchen and David Robertson are nice ads, but you go into the season without that big name, you're going to sell Andrew McCutchen and David Robertson? Mm-mm. No, not going to work.
Got some possible good news.
What's that?
You know, they're all pro safety Jackson for the Bears.
Eddie Jackson.
Game time decision.
Well, he's going to play.
Game. He's been doubtful, hasn't practiced.
He's going to play.
Missed last week.
Playoff game, he's going to play.
Well, I'm just letting you know. He's a game time decision.
Look at that. You getting warmed up to the possibility now? With that little tidbit?
Helps me a little bit.
It does?
Yeah, because I can grab on to that. If he's hobbled, you send Aguilar deep on him, see if he can make a play, because that guy's a ball hawk.
Uh-huh.
He finds the ball. But if he's hobbled, now we got something.
He's an all pro?
Right. That's, to me, not magic.
Okay.
See, that's strategy.
That's a statistic that you would adhere to.
Oh, yeah. Our injured guy.
That's a part of the game that may convince you on the field
that
the Eagles can make it, not this intangible metaphysical thing.
Right. That I could grab onto. If he's hobbled, he hurts that defense. And now you mentioned the linebackers. Now you have to put linebackers in coverage because you want to keep him deep because you want to protect him if he's hobbled on an ankle.
I got news for you. I'm into the metaphysical. Normally, you wouldn't find me into the metaphysical. Well, I've been already convinced watching Nick Foles. I already proclaimed it 2 weeks ago that he sits.
There it is.
It's the magic carpet ride. It's sitting at the right hand of the Father. It's that kind of stuff.
Yep.
All right.
Welcome, Mike.
Well, I pronounced that 2 weeks ago. Let's go to Dave in Holmesburg. Dave, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Come on, Mike. Coach Mike, get off that song, please. Please.
Come on, that's Steppenwolf, brother.
Okay.
Don't disrespect Steppenwolf.
I love him. I used to like him a lot.
I'm anyway, sure you did,
I
Dave.
I told you yesterday, Mike, we were talking about I told you my game plan with the tight ends. Remember, Ertz?
Yeah.
Got it together. You got to break them three marbles up in the middle, them three linebackers. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Break them up, and we're in good shape, I'm telling you, man.
Well, here's the thing. If you play two, it's real simple to say, okay, well, if you make their linebackers in coverage, you get two tight end sets. When you go two tight end sets in pass patterns, what happens? Like, you have a great defensive line that gets to the quarterback, right? Yeah. Don't you think you're inviting more of that if you've got two tight ends in the past? That's why you got to be very careful with that.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, listen.
Mm-hmm. You put two. So, in other words, if a tight end doesn't chip Khalil Mack, then you got to rely on Lane Johnson handling him straight up.
He can.
I hope you're right. Now, not many people handle him.
That's the key to the game, Mike. I'm telling mm-hmm. you, break them three guys up in the middle with my two tight ends. Ain't got to do it on every play. Just let them know a lot. And number two, if I may, I know you only listen to Colin Herd, but I watched him a little bit today.
No, I don't.
Okay, he threw out a stat there that one team has gone to the Super Bowl and since 2012 that hasn't won a game on the road.
He said what?
Not one team since 2012 has been in the Super Bowl that has won a road game.
Yeah, I think he went over this. The Giants were the last team to do it, right?
Yeah, but he took the Eagles.
Who was it? The Ravens?
Like you.
He likes the Eagles?
He likes the Eagles. He's talking
Green Bay did in 2011. All right.
They're playing so much.
He likes the Eagles, Colin Cowherd?
He likes the Eagles with the points. He don't care about that.
Yeah, he must have something against Chicago because that's the way he rolls normally. With him, it's about like which city he hates.
We did better last year when he didn't like us.
Yeah, I don't watch any of those shows. I'm sorry.
Me either.
I don't.
I hate the personalities. I don't want any parts of that. Yeah, facts even bothered that caller watches. Stop.
What time is Colin Cowherd on?
I don't know.
He's on in the morning, isn't he?
Nah. I think there's some overlap right? with this show. I think.
Yeah, so I wouldn't be watching.
I never would.
I'm prepping for my show.
That.
I'm in the car coming to the station.
Right. You better get ready.
Yeah.
Stop watching.
Let's go to Tyrone in Chester. What's up, Tyrone?
What's going on, Mikey, man?
How you doing, Tyrone?
I'm fine. I haven't talked to you in a while since I saw you at the draft with me and my son with our Cowboys outfits on.
Yeah, I remember you. I remember you. Yep.
Yes, sir. It's always a pleasure to talk mm-hmm. to you. This weekend, what are we doing? Are we both going? Are we both going to the divisional round or one of us stays?
You know, I hate to say this, but the line is telling me Cowboys win that game. I know the whole world is on Seattle. And that line is inched up in the Cowboys' favor, so I think the Cowboys actually are going to win the game.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, I'm going to be a realist to you, Mike. I thought we were just going to make the playoffs and just be mm-hmm. one and done. If we get a little further, that's just icing on my cake. Now, let me ask you a question, Mike. I posed this question to the earlier host
mm-hmm.
Earlier in the morning. Why does this town run with a guy who's never took you to the Super Bowl? I'm talking about Nick Foles and Carson Wentz. I don't like either one, but if it's for my money, I'm going to take Nick Foles.
What do you mean? Why would you ride with a guy that's never taken you to the Super Bowl? The guy got hurt. He won 11 out of 13 games. What makes you think he wouldn't have taken him to the Super Bowl?
Mike, ever since college, this man has never played a full season, and nobody takes that in full account. Nick Foles never.
First of all, he played full season his rookie year. Second of all, that's not what your statement was. You're saying that he would be incapable of taking you to the Super Bowl. Injuries happen. You can't prevent them. Dak Prescott got injured, for crying out loud. You can't prevent them. It doesn't mean a guy can't take you to the Super Bowl.
Mike, come on, Mike. You're talking to the guy who actually takes you there, to a guy who y'all want to take there. The guy's actually taking you there.
Let me ask you a question. The number one thing, now you're a smarter football fan than this, right? So the Eagles, like, it really helped them that they got the number one seed, right?
Oh, yeah, it would have helped them tremendously.
It helped them. Now, who got them there? Who got them to that point? Nick Foles?
Well, I would say, okay, you got it. Carson Wentz got him into a point.
Okay.
But you still have to reach that pinnacle.
Yeah, except he was hurt. Like, it doesn't make any sense to argue that. You know, like, he's incapable of taking his Super Bowl. Really? He would have been incapable? They were 11-2. He would have stopped right there? Like, he would have stunk from that point on? Like, he wouldn't have taken him to deep into the playoffs. Come on, man. It's a silly argument. Let's go to Wally in Camden. Wally, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Wally.
Kempton.
What's up, man?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Statistics, magic, take it all away. Any given Sunday. Come on, you know, you got to be part of it. And it's just play the game. Bring on Dallas. We need to spank them.
Yeah, I can play Dallas.
Yeah, I know, but I get past the Bears. I don't think it's going to be a problem. Their quarterback's a chump. Same thing last year with Minnesota. Their quarterback last year was a chump. But I don't believe in magic or the statistics. Don't follow none of it. Play the game and let's move forward.
Yeah, but you said Dallas. They're not going to play Dallas.
I know that. I know that. Okay. This year, get past the Bears.
Get past the Bears, and then
and bring on Dallas. We need redemption.
Listen to me. You're not going to play Dallas.
Well, if they beat,
no, they would play New Orleans, and Dallas would lose to Los Angeles. So you're not going to play Dallas anyway.
Well, you don't think so? You don't think Dallas are going to move forward?
They're not going to beat the Rams.
I don't know.
In Los Angeles?
Yeah, come on. We beat them last year.
The Cowboys may win this game. They're not winning the second one.
You don't think so?
I don't know.
Well, there you go.
Why do you care about Dallas anyway? Well, it should be an afterthought to you. What do you care? It'd be Dallas.
I really don't. I'm not trying to look forward. But who cares about statistics and the magic? You know what I mean?
Well, what do you care about?
The Eagles.
What makes you think they're going to win? Statistics or magic?
Neither. The game. They need to play it.
Oh, all right. That call didn't make a bit of sense. Let's go Damon in Lawndale. Damon, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Damon.
Hey, good afternoon to y'all. Good afternoon.
What's going on, Damon?
Hey, not much, man. Listen, I want to talk about my Birds, man. Everybody keeps down on them.
Yeah.
Your partner over there keeps saying he want to hear something other than magic.
Uh-huh.
I got something for you. Let's talk about our defense, first of all.
Okay.
Our front four.
Mm-hmm.
Complete dogs. Well experienced in the playoffs. Well experienced in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
We got some backups. Nada. And we also have Benny.
Yeah.
These guys know how to win.
Okay.
They know what it takes.
On
our lead. Then we can go to our offense. Nick Foles has to be one of the calmest quarterbacks under pressure ever.
Yeah.
Ever. Nobody's making note of that. Ever. And I'm not saying that just because Nick is all calm is going to be good. We still have Golden Tate. New addition, we have our running back coming out the backfield that will be against those linebackers. He definitely will be against those linebackers. And also, the last thing I want to say to y'all is this. Last year, the same thing occurred. Everybody, oh, no, the Eagles can't go no further. They can't do it. But guess what? From the beginning of the season, I watched my team play. And I watched how they came together. And I watched how they grew and overcame everything and everybody who ever doubted them.
Yeah. I'm going to give you a statistic. Because, Damon, you brought statistics about the front four, which I agree with you. They led the league in pressures, all four of them collectively. But the Bears' offensive line has the highest pass block win rate in the NFL. In other words, they don't allow the front four to get to their quarterback.
I got you. And they ain't play nobody. They ain't play nobody.
All right. Okay, that's your answer. They ain't play anybody. All right, that's a decent answer.
One thing, Mike. One thing.
Yeah.
The Rams, that's it. That's all the Bears played to me is the Rams, who had a prolific offense to me.
Okay. That's legit. When you look at their schedule, they have a few good wins, but not a lot.
Yeah. All right. But, and listen, I guarantee, my last thing is this. The final score is going to be 27-3.
27-3?
I tell you what,
would you give me the Bears in 23 right now?
The Bears in 23?
You give me Bears in 23 points?
No, I wouldn't give the Bears in 23.
Well, you said 27-3. Stand behind it. Give me the Bears in 23 points.
I give it to you.
All right. For what? Will we bet?
A case of Dew. Let's do a case of Dew. Let's do Shannon and them.
A case of Dew?
A case of Dew.
Tullamore Dew?
Yeah.
All right. You got it, bro. 27-3. I got Bears 23 points. I just made a good deal, didn't I?
That's a lot of do.
I mean,
wow.
What's he doing?
Well, he's excited. So,
right, 27-3, that annoys you to know that when some fans go like overboard, doesn't it?
Well, 20.
It's disrespectful to Chicago Bears.
No.
Tyrone.
No. This is personal directed towards you. Because.
Me?
Yes, because. You just took 23 points from the guy, right?
Yeah.
The Bears are favored by 6.5.
Yeah.
So you basically just took 30 points from the guy, and you feel good about it.
Well, listen.
You took 30 points from the guy.
I don't mind you beating your chest, but if you beat your chest, I reserve the right to come back at you with a little proposition. That's all I'm saying.
You got 30 points right? from him.
Like, if you're going to get outlandish on me and go, like, Joey Fan and say something stupid like 27-3, then I'll take 23 points with the Bears.
Right.
Right? And I can still root for the Eagles to win the game.
Right, but just win.
I'm going to win the bet.
27-6 and you win.
Right, exactly. Well, that's what I'm saying. If you pump your chest, be prepared now for the counteroffer. You know?
Quesadue's going to run you like $400.
Yeah, he's not buying me no Quesadue. I think he meant Mountain Dew, not Tullamore. Joey in North Philadelphia, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joey.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
What's up, Joe?
I'm just calling to let you know how the Eagles plan on beating the Bears. The Bears defense, they got them ranked number one, but the teams that they play, the overall record is like really bad. Besides the Rams, I don't see their defense really logging us down. I don't believe in the Foles magic. I believe in the Philadelphia Eagles. Their team, just like last year, they won it as a team. Nick Foles got the MVP, great. But they all played as a team. They came together as a team.
Mm-hmm. I got you. I mean, but you can't deny that the Bears are pretty good defensively, right?
Yeah, they're good, but...
Let me see what they're... They beat the Seahawks. That's a winning record. They beat the Cardinals losing record. They beat the Bucks losing record. They beat the Jets losing record. They beat the Bills losing record. They beat the Lions losing record. They beat the Vikings who stink. Beat the Lions again losing record. Beat the Rams winning record. Beat the Packers losing record. Beat the Niners losing record. Beat the Vikings they stink. You're right. When you look at their wins, they're not impressive at all. And they lost to a sucky team in the New York Giants.
Go Birds! Go Birds!
All right, man.
All right, thanks for taking my call.
All right, you got it. He's right. I can't deny it. Their wins have only come over two winning teams.
Yeah, if you look at the Eagles last season, people would try to make the same argument. I don't like that. You beat who's on your schedule.
I hear you. I hear that. But
and the Rams one
like,
was
that's
big.
Still. Listen, that's a statistic that has some merit because if you're going to rank your defense as really good and number one in the league, you have to consider who you're playing against too.
No, that is real.
That defensive ranking if you're playing teams that don't have winning records.
No, that's absolutely right. And that defense is going to take a step back next season for that reason because they'll have a first place schedule and the Eagles will take a step forward because they have a second place schedule versus the tough schedule they had this year. Yeah, there's something to that.
Big time.
Yeah, no, I buy that. But Vegas knows all about that and still 6.5. It bothers me. That is under my skin.
I didn't hear you. I can't get past that either.
Because they know that they didn't play anybody. They know all about their schedule.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson.
The Bears didn't play anybody.
610-632-0975. It is the Mike Mussinelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All right, it's 2:45, Mike Mussinelli Show. There was a great story. I don't know, do we have the sound of that, the guy getting arrested? All right, let me just give you a little background on this whole thing. This is a guy who is in Luzerne County, I think Pittston. And he got popped for stealing guitars, right? So he broke glass of some storefront in Pittston, PA, and walked away with an electric guitar and an acoustic guitar. And the reason they got him is because they got his license plate. The security cam got his license plate, and when the police went to his house, they found the guitars. So they perp walked the guy, right? And in Pittston, I guess it's a big story because they've got the TV cameras. This guy had a perp walk. His name is Dale Sauerbeck. So he's walking to the police wagon, and they're escorting the police wagon. And a couple of news reporters go, sir, do you have anything to say? He stops, and this is what transpires.
Is there anything you want to say?
Where you going?
Go Eagles.
That's hysterical. He tells the cops, hang on, and he gets to the microphone and he goes, go Eagles.
Now that's after they read him his Miranda rights, right? So anything he said yes, can and will be held against him in a court of law.
That's right.
And they're going to be
held against him in a court of law.
He showed no remorse. In fact, what did he say?
Anything you want to say?
Where you going?
Go Eagles.
Priorities. He's got them straight.
Yes. And of course, you know he's going to use it against some Chicago people. Chicago fans, see? Your criminals are in. Your Eagle fans
they're
are
waiting.
Criminals.
Right? They were waiting for something like this to pop up.
On social media, they're already starting to buzz. Eagles fans are the dumbest fans. Blah, blah, blah. They're going to end up angry like the Vikings fans. Now that gets me on board with the Eagles winning. Those people, crybaby fans, we have a way of tweaking them.
They're just waiting. Those They're just Vikings waiting fans, for something like this to happen.
Those Vikings fans still haven't recovered.
My man's locked up in Luzerne County Jail. I'm not sure he can make bail. But
they got the game on.
They
one
have
team.
The game on. They'll have it jail.
On. Oh, they'll have really? It on. Oh, yeah.
Someone in this city will bail him out.
Nah, he's not getting out. You don't want that dollar.
All right, let's go John in South Philly. John, you're on 97.5 at Fanatic. What's up, John?
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
Good, man.
I got two statistics for you to beat your number one defense statistics. Okay. Over the past 10 years, the Super Bowl quarterback that makes it to the wild card game wins 9 out of 10 times. That's number one statistic. Number two, every time I get through to you before the Eagles play, the Eagles win. Happens 5 times.
Is that right?
Yeah.
There you go, Tyrone. You're talking magic, John.
That's it.
Intangibility, you're talking.
That's right.
All right, I like it. We'll take anything we can get here.
That's it. That's all I got.
All right, man. So the Super Bowl quarterback comes back, and the theory behind that, there's some substance behind that. Super Bowl quarterback's been there before. So he wins the game. Experience. Trubisky doesn't win the game. Inexperienced. You can rely on that, Tyrone.
No, I can get behind that. Though the Eagles have a clear. I'm not a big. You know, I'm not a Foles guy.
Yeah.
Huge quarterback advantage. Foles over Trubisky. Gigantic.
Like, there you go.
That I acknowledge 100%. I don't. Mitchell, I think, stinks in the long run. He'll be exposed.
All right. Well, they coach him right.
Yeah, they protect him.
Nagy's a pretty good coach when it comes to that kind of situation. Tariq Cohen, to me, is the key to that offense.
All-pro returner, too.
Yeah. Let's go John in Northeast. John, you're on 97.5 at Fanatic. John.
What's up, Mike?
What's going on, buddy? How you doing
today, bro? Come on. How are you?
Good.
So I got a stat for the previous caller, John, who just called in.
Uh-huh.
He said the Eagles are 5-0 whenever he calls in.
Yeah.
I got some stats for him. You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
The Bears only allowed 1,280 rushing yards this year. The franchise record.
Yeah.
Okay.
80 a game. The lowest in the league.
Trubisky hasn't thrown an interception in 3 games. The conversion rate on third down is out of this world.
Are you a Bears? Are you a Bears guy?
I'm a sports book guy, man.
You're a sports book guy?
I'm neutral mind. You know
okay.
What I mean?
Yeah, all right.
And I hear all these guys saying Eagles 27-3, 27-10. I want what they're smoking, man.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a fan that does that. You have to take it seriously,
well, be
John.
A fan, hope for a win, but don't start saying they're going to win by 27 when we know Vegas is king and they know this stuff.
They're all gacked up. What do you want? You want them to look at it logistically like you're looking at it? Come on. You're from the Northeast.
I don't live in fantasy land, Mike. I live in reality.
Well, then you just live in your reality and let people live in fantasy. It's the, you know, live and let live.
Well, I'll tell you what, the guy, you said you want the Bears with 22 points?
23.
23?
Yeah.
I'll give you the Eagles with 20.
No, I don't do stuff like that. You're a miserable, John. Get out of here.
I love how you go, you're from the Northeast.
From the Northeast. Seriously, of all people.
I agree.
I can see some suburban guy.
Same.
Guy from the Northeast.
Yeah.
Can't have it.
Mm-mm.
Joe in the Northeast. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
What's up, Joe?
All right. I'm sorry it took so long to get me on, but I wish I was behind that fellow. He talked it real smart. They gave a full layout for the Eagles winning the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
I was born and raised in New Orleans, so This is the Eagles Super Bowl this weekend. When they get to the Crescent City, that's it.
That's it.
Okay. We owe you one. You were supposed to come see us last. We were supposed to come see you last year.
Yeah, what happened there?
There was a little snafu.
Okay.
But we got it this year, no problem.
You think so? Well, listen, I would think that it would be very difficult for the Eagles to go down there and beat the Saints because the Saints are a better team. But listen, magic happens around here, Joe. You know that. You saw last year. How long you been here, Joe?
Oh, I've been up here for about 20 years.
All right. Well, you saw the magic last year firsthand.
Oh, yeah. I enjoyed it. No problem there.
Yep.
But that's it.
We'll get to next week when we get to it. You know what I'm saying?
All right,
you
guys.
You think the Eagles win this game, Joe?
I'm looking at a 10-3 Eagles.
10-3 Eagles?
10-3.
All right, I like that score. Eagle defense holds the Bears at 3 points. You think Trubisky stinks? So why to Tyrone? 10-3.
You know, I'm dying for a game like that. The league has become so offensive.
Mm-hmm.
I would really enjoy that, especially as long as the Eagles won.
Defense also.
Yeah, I would like a 10-3 game would make me a happy guy.
Yes.
I would feel good watching it. The defense performing, I like that. Because you know what's going to happen in some of these other games. It's going to turn, like that Chargers game, going to end up as a track meet. So, yeah, I really like that.
All right. The Eagles have lost 3 straight wild card games?
Yeah, is
that right?
That would make sense, yeah. Because what, the one where we always say Foles left the field with the lead.
That was New Orleans.
Yeah.
At home.
And then after that Chips year.
Yeah. Last year was the bye, so they've lost 3 straight wild card games.
Yeah, that would make sense. Yeah, that's possible.
Huh.
But that's different personnel, different coaches. I put no stock in that.
Okay.
Although I guess Foles is the common denominator.
Let's go to Mark in Blackwood. You're on 97.5 Fanatic. Mark.
Ray, what's up, Mike?
What's going on, Mark?
Hey, I just want to say something. Remember last year when Wentz went down? And everybody in the world says the Eagles didn't have a problem. They don't have a chance in hell making the playoffs, Super Bowl, right?
Yep.
They couldn't make the playoffs. They suck.
Yep.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of a sudden, he comes in, Wentz is out again. They know good they can't win again, right?
No, I don't think anybody said that.
Well,
I think everybody, two weeks ago,
you even said that the Eagles were done, that they wasn't.
No, I never said that at all. In fact, if I see something happen the year before, why would I say it can't happen again this year? That would be silly of me to say that. So you're making up stuff.
What I think is, believe it or not, I don't think the Eagles defense is as good as people think they are.
Uh-huh.
Because one, when they play Tennessee, how do you lose a 4th-and-15? You're playing Carolina.
Long time ago, It's a different team now. Stop it. The team transformed. As soon as Foles got in there, the team has transformed. Those games earlier that you're citing don't mean anything now.
Okay. Well, how about the last game? When the Eagles this time and played Houston. They were beating Houston by 13.
Yeah,
defense again.
Hold on a second. Did they wind up losing that game, or like what happened?
No, they hit the field.
What do you make an example of a team that wins the game? What do you care if they lost the lead? They won the game.
Well,
you're making silly points here, Mark. Come on, I'm giving you a chance.
Do you really think, that's what I'm saying, do you think if Wentz was the quarterback that they would have won that game?
Well, it doesn't really matter. I mean, it doesn't have any relevance. He wasn't the quarterback. Why aren't you dealing with stuff that's happening now? Why are you going in the past? Why are you a miserable creep?
I'm not a miserable creep.
You are.
What I'm trying to say is without Foles, The Eagles won and won the Super Bowl last year.
All right, well, if...
And the Eagles definitely wouldn't be in the playoffs.
Well,
then
that's ridiculous, because Foles won 11 and 13 games. I mean, Wentz won 11 and 13 games. So how can you make that statement?
Because if you look at it, look how long it takes Foles to get rid of the ball. 2.51 seconds.
Yeah, I got it, Mark. Wentz won 11 of 13 games. You addressed that part. Come on, man. 610-632-0975. I mean, no mood for shenanigans today. This is Coach Peterson. It's the Mike Missanelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.